What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
You are on 98.5. It is Radiothon 2021, and a very good morning and welcome to the studio, Graeme Irvine.
Good morning, good morning.
I did press the... I was a bit worried I had the wrong button on, but it worked.
Now, I have been warned that this conversation could go anywhere.
Oh, pretty much.
Yeah. No. We talk parenting tips every fortnight with Graeme. I don't know. Have you ever tuned in?
I listen to your show all the time. Massive fan,
Graeme. You need to be careful asking questions like that, Mike.
True.
Because somebody's going to get struck by lightning. Okay.
Now, yeah. I think you are aware, Graeme, that Giselle is waiting for his phone to call.
Yes, I've been
and
listening
so
on the way down. Yes.
You're waiting for your phone to ring as well.
Yeah, well, Gay is. Yes. Okay. Our second daughter is having her second child any time now.
So it sounds very exciting.
Pretty much like the... And I could relate to all of the nesting.
Oh,
so,
yes.
So I've been helping paint out the room. And Ben, Amy's husband, has been putting all the furniture together.
It's a real thing. And, it's actually crazy.
Oh, totally.
It's normal.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And you've exactly got three kids yourself.
You have three adult children, and this will be our fourth grandchild.
Wow. Yeah. Super exciting.
Well, talk about experience in the room, Giselle. So,
What tips could you give me?
Don't do it. Oh, I'm sorry. It's too late, isn't it?
It's too late, Graeme.
I should listen to your show. What a known this 9 months ago.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
But thinking about actually for a first time dad, talk about parenting stuff and have done for years.
Yeah.
There's no handbook, is there?
Because things are so different with every situation. So look, I guess I would say try to remember that you now have a baby. Let me give you a Gay and I used to play quite a lot of tennis with some friends, right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, there are a few things about me we haven't gotten to over the last 27 years.
40 love.
That's right.
40 love. And speaking of, we need $40 right now to get to $25,000.
So this story should be worth at least $40.
Okay.
So we're leaving to go and play tennis. And this is about 3 weeks after, I think it was probably Jess. So it was our first child was born.
Okay. Right?
And I'm sitting in the car and Gay is sitting next to me and she looks at me and I say, okay, we're ready to go. She said, are we? I said, well, yeah, I got the tennis racket.
Oh, no.
I got a drink. Yeah, we're ready to go. And she just looks at me. And you know, when your wife gives you that look and you know that there's something wrong, but you just can't figure out what it is. Right? And I go, okay, what have I forgotten? Yes, the baby.
Oh, no.
You were so focused on the tennis.
I was, yes. The baby was in the capsule at the front door waiting for the father to go and pick her up and put her in the car.
Wow.
So, yeah. So,
did that happen more than once? Don't answer that.
I refuse to answer that question on the grounds of incrimination. Yes.
It's a good
That's a great first tip.
Yeah. So just remember you do have a baby.
Okay, as long as I get that one sorted.
Yeah. And look, I guess the other thing I would say is, and it's interesting because we were chatting with a young couple yesterday afternoon who likewise are due right now with their first, right? And you know what? Gay and I have always said, you and your wife are already a family. Having a baby doesn't make you a family.
Mm.
The baby is joining you. You're not joining the baby. Right? And so, as much as is practically possible, keep that as a principle.
Yeah, okay.
Okay? You know, they're joining
you.
That's
good.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So your whole world shouldn't have to be totally turned over.
Mm.
Because that's actually not good for you as a couple, and
it's
not good for the baby. You know, Gay and I, after 40 years in schooling, how many times we've come up against parents who have never left their child with a babysitter And you know, that's not good. You know, so babies need to understand, as they are able to, that they're joining you. Okay. So you know, I know that's a very simple statement to make, but there's a whole lot of complications in there. But nevertheless, it's probably a really good principle just to make sure you got tucked away.
And that obviously progresses continues on regardless of how old the child is.
Yeah.
So you put that marriage first.
That's it. That's exactly right.
That's brilliant. I've got two key pieces of advice here, so that's good. We've got one more break, so who knows?
There you go.
Don't go anywhere. Stay there.
There's more.
There's a set of steak knives on the way. We'll take a break and we'll come back with some more parenting tips.
Yes.
Graham's got literally thousands of tips. Can we sneak in one more, Graham?
Because you've already
tip for Gisele.
You've already given me two. If you've got thousands, I want your best one.
best Here it comes. Get ready.
Okay, no pressure.
So we've been talking about lawnmower parenting.
I've heard of helicopter parenting, but lawnmower, never heard of that.
Lawnmower parenting is the next step after helicopter parenting.
Okay.
So remember, the idea of helicopter parenting is that you watch everything that your children are doing, right? Well, lawnmower parenting is where you go in front of them and you mow the grass and the weeds and you make sure that there aren't any prickles because you don't want anything unfortunate or any unhappiness in your child's life.
We're not
condoning that.
Yeah.
just to be clear, okay? Yeah. We're saying in actual fact, that's total rubbish.
Yeah, okay.
All right? That remember that one of the great adult skills that we all need is the skill of, the skill of resilience.
Mm.
And resilience only occurs when we allow our children to fail.
Yeah.
In fact, I saw a really interesting clip just the other day that said, for many parents, the last time they allowed their child to fail was when their child was learning to walk.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
It is, isn't it? And so why is it that suddenly we understand when our toddler is learning to walk that they're going to face plant every now and then, and that's okay.
Yep. Right? Fall off the bike.
That's right. Whatever. But then from that point on, we think, oh, no, we've got to protect them. So the helicopter, the lawn mowing idea is, we put the barriers around so nothing unfortunate happens. Well, we all know that isn't how life works.
Yeah, exactly. Do you think more people are doing helicopter parenting or lawnmower parenting now than ever before? And why do you think it is?
Look, I do think so. And my read on it is because the cult of happiness has become so strong. So remember about 3 years ago, Oprah Winfrey made this statement. She said, every human being has the right to be happy.
Okay.
And I'm glad I was sitting down when I heard her, because I thought, that is just ridiculous. In fact, I just picked up a scientific paper, research paper the other day called The Dark Side of Happiness.
Right.
And they're looking at the fact that the more people pursue happiness, the less likelihood they have of finding it.
Wow.
Because it's something that just comes about through normal living. And so, you know, if as a parent I'm totally engrossed in making sure that my child is always happy, imagine the implications of that.
Yeah.
You know, we could never allow them to cry. We don't want them to have stressful situations. We don't want them to have to handle rejection. Well, wake up and welcome to the real world.
Yeah.
Because that's just how life is.
Exactly.
Yeah. Us old blokes know that, don't we?
Through experience.
Yes, yeah.
I have got a confession to make. I've definitely been the lawnmower parent.
Oh, right.
We mentioned this last week. I said, I've got a confession to make.
Yeah.
Being there, absolutely. And helicopter. But you learn through that process, I think. But knowing that information as a first-time parent is so valuable.
Yeah.
We didn't have a lot of this information.
No, we didn't.
Back in our day, we're going back a lot of years, aren't we, Graham?
Yeah, well...
Yeah, how many years?
No, we haven't got time. Settle. I can't do it. I haven't got a calculator in front of me. Graham, just to finish off today, our theme for this radiothon is hope all day, every day. And just some quick thoughts around that, what we do here at 98.5.
I was actually thinking about it on the way down. And you know, what is hope? Hope is the anticipation that the future will be better.
Mm.
That's how I would define hope, right? And I think, you know, anything that 98.5 does that helps people anticipate that tomorrow will be better actually adds hope to their life.
That's good.
And of course, that ultimately is what kingdom building is all about. Kingdom building is about saying, I know that it's rubbish right now, but we do have hope for the future, ultimately. Yeah. But also tomorrow, you know, because our role as Christians is to bring the kingdom from the future into our life and other people's lives today. And so that, yeah, that was sort of what resonated with me as I was coming down this morning.
Good thought.
Yep, you know, we need to go, tomorrow will be better. And heck, how many years have we been doing this, Mike?
I need the calculator.
A lot. A lot. You know, so, I mean, we've, you know, yeah. I've had the privilege of partnering with 98.5 for many years.
You have.
You've been brilliant to see that, that is actually what happens.
Yeah.
You know, that somebody's life is better a little bit tomorrow. And if that's all that happens, that's brilliant. Because it can be a little bit better the day after. And to me, that's what that continuous hope is all about.
So good, Graham. Stuff. We are out of time. We could keep talking.
Always.
But let's catch up in a couple of weeks. I can't even remember when you're in next, but when you are in next, we'll continue our parenting tips and advice. And I really appreciate you coming in today.
Pleasure.
Thanks so much for good your tips you, as well. I'll compliment them.
I'll be checking up.
Okay, yeah. Good.
We do know where you live.
Exactly. Have you taken notes?
I've got three.
Yeah, good.
I don't take notes. It's all up here.
We'll be listening next time Graham's in.
Yeah.
We'll at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, that's right.
Of course.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.